she'd faint at any moment. Fuck, she wasn't that weak, but this was some serious shit. They were shifters. The rim of gold around their eyes and the glow in the pupils told her all she needed to know. She was fucked. She didn't fight any longer. There was no point. Getting into the massive SUV, she glanced around to see if any of her neighbors were nosy enough to try and figure out who was at her place. Not like she ever had male visitors. She hadn't had a boyfriend in over a year. Men didn't frequent her home. Megan, her best friend since middle school, was the only other person who came to see her regularly. If Megan were there, she'd still fight the shifters, thinking she had a chance. Megan was a lot more reckless than Harper. Harper was the logical one, the one who always weighed all options and was way too forgiving for her own good.
"We've got her,"
one of the men said into his earpiece.
"On our way,"
said the other guy. She gulped, her throat bone dry. The drive was quiet and long. She didn't recognize the area, so she wasn't sure where they were taking her. Fuck. And her cell phone? Still on her desk? They could be driving her to some remote location to kill her and dump the body in the woods. Fear ran rampant in her veins. She kept eyeing the road. The car was going so fast. Would she die if she threw herself out?
"You look green,"
the guy sitting next to her said, with an almost gentle voice.
"Do you need us to stop?"
She turned to look at him instead of the quickly moving scenery. Her stomach lurched again.
"It might be a good idea."
"Don't even think about running off, sweetheart,"
the same handsome guy with black hair said. She licked her lip and nodded. It was like he read her mind. The vehicle stopped, and she was let out on a deserted road to get some fresh air. The driver was back to talking to his earpiece.
"Yes, she's carsick. No, we're not driving like maniacs."
She almost laughed at the fact someone wanted to make sure her ride was smooth. It couldn't be that bad, could it? What if she was blowing it all out of proportion? Not like she had any enemies anyway, or anyone she knew in the shifter world.
Chapter 2
King Sebastian Roarhart growled with impatience. He hated waiting. He paced around the inside of his library like a caged animal. A snort that sounded more like a snarl left him. He was a caged animal. He'd been trying hard to be the social person his sister wanted, but the truth was, he wasn't that. Not when those who came to his castle stared at him like he was an alien. That might be easier to live with. He saw his reflection in the glass of an old family photo and growled. The reminder was always there. Scars. He'd never be rid of them. But he didn't care anymore. Not really. Instead, he focused on what was coming. A smile formed on his lips. She was coming. Harper. It had been years since she'd met his gaze, that one fateful human event he'd attended. A high school prom. His sister, Sarai, had asked him to accompany her. She didn't have a boyfriend and didn't want to miss out. Since her best friend, Delilah, was human and went to a human school, Sarai had begged their parents to allow her to go there as well. Unable to deny their little girl anything, they agreed. Seeing Harper standing quietly in the corner sent a jolt of hunger through him. The animal in him knew she was the one, his mate. But she was human, and he couldn't react as he wanted. Taking her home and making her his might not be the best course of action, even if she was barely legal. A brand new 18-year-old with a 27-year-old would look pretty bad for him. That week had been the best and worst of his life. He'd found the one woman meant for him and lost his parents. A horrible explosion at their lake house took his mom and dad. Two people were to blame. His father's worst enemy, and the witch he had for a lover. Sebastian ended up scarred from saving Sarai from the fire and trying to go back to save his mom and dad. But the explosion hadn't been the only thing his father's enemy had done to destroy the family. The witch had placed a curse on the Roarhart firstborn. Him. Sebastian. The curse had been one he didn't realize would dictate his life the older he got. She cursed him to need an offspring to live. And not just any child. One by his destined mate.